Multicolored circles shrink into one another. They fade and spread into white letters. Decal. Puzzle pieces fly from all directions into a cube. A white letter M is on one corner. Millennium Media. Words appear. In the myths of the Near East and Europe, there is one terrifying female demon, depicted in amulets, paintings, and stories from as early as 1st century AD. She has dozens of names in multiple languages and religions, but carries only one horrifying attribute: the taker of children. An upside-down image of a dimly lit room reflects in a puddle. Water drips and ripples. Satanic symbols cover parts of the walls and door. Carved into a wall above an entryway, "Don't feed it." An unplugged radio sits on a dresser. A lamp and lit candles shine beside it. In another room, books haphazardly fill shelves. A rooster flies in. Hands grab it. A man kneels and holds out a bloody knife. Flames rise from a pot. Long, gray hair falls to the man's shoulders. He wears a yarmulke. He reaches into another pot and scoops black soot into his hands. He sprinkles a circle of soot around himself. He kneels and pushes books aside. One slides out from under his hand and flies across the floor. He stares up at a dark corner. The man grabs more soot and sprinkles it. He stops and peers up. An older woman in a nightgown steps in. She holds on to an IV pole.
What are you doing? Stop. You are hurting us.
Burn, girl.
He sprinkles soot around him. The woman watches from the entryway. He pulls out a book. He looks at the empty entryway. Letters in the book flow down the pages. He drops it. He stands and stares toward the dark corner. A pale girl with long dark hair and a blue dress appears in a doorway.
What are you doing, Yasula? You know what happens when I don't feed.
This isn't real.
She approaches him. She steps to the edge of the soot. She looks down and runs her foot along it.
Don't you want to see your wife again?
No more. I will never feed you again.
Very well. Stay in your circle, Yasula. There are always others.
Wait! You promise?
She steps away into darkness.
A life for your life.
Yosule's bare feet step toward the soot circle. He steps out of it.
I'm coming, Ida.
He drops to his knees.
Forgive me, God.
Black smoke enters his mouth. His eyes turn black. He pulls the knife from his back pocket and stabs himself in the chest. Black veins crawl across his wrinkled face. He falls onto his hands. He clings to an amulet hanging on a thin rope around his neck. White smoke shoots from his fist. Black veins cover his arms. He collapses and convulses. body tenses. He stops moving. The black fades from his eyes. A Hebrew letter appears inside the triangular blue amulet. Words slowly appear scratched into wood. The offering. Black smoke covers the words. Borough Park, Brooklyn, New York. Outside, people pass each other on a crowded sidewalk. A man points. A yellow school bus passes by. A snowball hits a sidewalk. Children throw snowballs at one another. A blonde woman stares out a car window. A dark-haired man sits in the driver's seat.
Hey. It means a lot that you came.
She smiles.
Claire, you can say it.
What? Otman loves you, but you will never be feminine. He said that.
Yeah, he said a lot of crazy shit. This time it'll be different. He's loosened the yarmulke. Trust me, he's changed.
I hope so.
Just don't forget, Karen is only grandkid. It'd be a bad idea to piss you off.
That's right.
Just give the old man a chance.
I'm here, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
All right.
He opens the trunk and pulls out two suitcases. He looks up at a building.
Welcome home, Art.
A flyer with a photo of a girl with dark hair sticks to a pole. On it, missing. Have you seen me? The blonde woman and Art walk up steps and enter the building. On a plaque beside the door, Feinberg Funeral Home. Inside.
Chazal teaches us that in the beginning God spoke, and with these holy letters created the universe.
From the blade of grass to the burning stars that shine above us, all made of this holy letter spoken at the beginning of time. A man of heavenly perspective restores the letters of creation. But in times of tragedy, who can see them?
How did you grow up like this?
For the last minute.
Shh. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
A man closes doors.
Great start. Very good.
Don't take it to heart. Death can bring out the worst in people.
An older man wears a yarmulke.
Welcome home, son.
It's good to see you, Dad.
Art and his father embrace.
God, did I miss you?
And you, the famous Claire, Britain's finest.
The blonde woman, Claire, extends a hand. He shakes his head. He embraces her.
No.
We're family, right?
He steps away.
So, come and see you.
He heads upstairs. Claire follows and glances at Art. Flowers sit behind a photo of a girl with dark hair on a table in a kitchen.
Oh, my God.
Good, no?
Good. This is delicious. Mm. Did you make this? Mm. I've never had a dumpling.
No, not dumpling. Kreplach.
A kreplach.
Oh, that's very good. So, tell me. Boy? Girl?
Claire glances at her belly.
It's a girl.
Oh. Perhaps she can learn to write like her mother.
You read my articles?
I did a little digging.
It's just light editorial work.
She's being modest. Claire's a great writer. On her way to writing a cookbook for the ages.
And she likes my kreplach. You know, food connects the body to the soul, so they say.
That's lovely.
Hmm?
Art's father glances at him.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to, excuse me.
Art walks away from the table. Claire brushes her hair from her face.
I should have gone to your lady.
She looks at him.
When you see the world a certain way, It's not easy to accept change. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
No. No, it's not.
He squints. Claire looks down.
Well, we're here now.
Yeah.
He smiles and reaches for her hand. She holds it in a bathroom.
Did you show them the contract?
What contract? Until your dad signs, his house cannot be used as collateral.
Tell them his lawyer's looking over the finer details as we speak. We're closing soon.
Soon's not gonna cut it. I know Claire's in vitro nearly wiped you out, but the bank doesn't give a shit.
How long have I got?
Without your dad's house on the line, you've got no leverage. At this point, Art, if you don't get a signature by the end of the week, rest assured, the bank will take your home.
Oh, and this is our backyard.
No.
You would be amazed at the size of the lemons we grow.
That's beautiful. That's just beautiful. You know, my father, Oliver Shulam, always used to say, the home is the heart. Open home, open heart. Mm. You're gonna have a very lucky kid.
Claire smiles at Art's father. She looks down, then at the photo of the girl.
I should probably move that.
What happened to her?
What can I say? Her name was Sarah Scheindl. We prayed, we hoped, we searched. And eventually we found her.
He stares ahead. Claire watches him.
Yeah, it was terrible, just terrible. You don't need to know. It's enough of all this.
Art enters.
Sorry, it's just them.
Well, your wife has just been showing me pictures. Mm. Such a home. My son, the real estate maker. To new beginnings. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
To life.
To life.
No, that must be Hamish. No rest for the wicked.
Art's father, Saul, walks toward the door.
Did the schmuck arrive?
It's open. It's open. Even the dead are impatient.
He hangs a phone on a receiver. Art sips wine.
Now, you want to do a mitzvah?
Art stares at Saul. Art and Saul open sliding gates and exit a freight elevator. They approach double doors with glass windows. Saul flicks on a light. He touches a mezuzah and kisses his fingers. They enter the morgue. A man wheels a body in on a flat cart. He touches the mezuzah and kisses his fingers.
Look who it is, huh? The prodigal son returns.
How you doing, boy chick?
The man approaches Art.
Good to see you, Hamish.
I heard you packed the shiksa.
Don't worry, we'll convert her.
Hamish, hey.
Saul exits through the double doors.
So, Abata, what brings you to Brooklyn? You miss my kugel?
Call my wife a shiksa again. I'll clock you in the mouth.
Well, you come to make peace before the baby's born. That's very wise. But you, the great business macher, helping us with the grunt work. Such humility, Arthur.
You're an idiot.
You smell that? You smell like chazal.
You got a problem with my diet?
I wasn't talking about your diet, boy chick.
Art glares.
Something wrong?
Nothing at all. Right, Arthur?
Nothing.
Just like old times.
Hamish smacks Art's back. Saul unzips a body bag, revealing Yasale.
Oi. What happened?
Nabach slowly ordered the suicide.
You know him?
Yosele Fishbein. Brilliant scholar. After his wife died, became a recluse.
Last I heard, he got lost in the esoteric, desperate to contact his wife on the other side.
Saul squints and turns his head.
It was only a few months ago that we did the funeral for her. He tried everything to save her life. What's a man without his wife? A good man. Baruch Dayanimus. Such is life. but a little.
Art puts on a yarmulke.
Oh, Adonai Eloheinu, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Dayan Haemes.
Amen.
Amen.
Sarah Schindler's burial is confined to the rock until tomorrow.
Good.
You keep that on your head.
Art touches the yarmulke.
Some things never change.
So, have a quick word.
Go ahead, I'll get started.
Don't forget the Takrechim.
He knows.
He's gonna mess it up.
He's not gonna mess it up. Don't mess it up.
Saul and Hamish exit. Art looks after them, and then at the body. He pulls gloves on and stands before it. Art unzips the body bag and looks at the knife in Yazaleh's chest.
Oh, my God.
He tenses his eyebrows and leans toward the knife. Hands slam a bucket down and turn on a faucet. They grip the knife. Art pulls it. He steadies himself and tugs at it. He pulls it from Yazaleh's chest and stumbles backward. He stares at the knife. He walks to a sink and drops the knife in. He leaves. Water drips onto the knife handle. Outside.
You really don't find it suspicious that he shows up after all this time?
You should have heard him on the phone. He really wants to start again. It took a lot of growth to come here.
I know he's your son. But all is not butter that comes from the cow. You don't have the heart of a young man no more.
Don't you love him?
Yeah, of course I love him. But I don't trust him.
In the morgue, Art cuts Yazaleh's shirt. He places the scissors beside Yazaleh's body. He pulls his shirt apart, exposing the stab wound and amulet. He looks at Yazaleh's face, then at the amulet. He picks up the amulet and flips it between his fingers. He reaches to the back of Yazaleh's neck. He picks up the scissors. He looks at Yazaleh, reaches for the thin rope and cuts it. Yazaleh's eyes fly open. Art stumbles backward. He drops the amulet. It falls and shatters. The lights go out. Art stands before Yazaleh's body in the dark morgue. He steps to the side. The lights flicker on.
Arthur, you all right?
Yeah, everything's good.
You mess it up? I swear the fakakta wiring has a mind of its own.
Art slides the broken amulet toward a drain with his foot.
You okay? Still scared of the dark?
Very fine.
Yazaleh's body jerks.
Just a little rigor mortis. Oh. The body's last hurrah.
Yeah, I'm starting to remember.
Saul heads to the sink. He looks down and reaches for the knife. He picks it up and stares at it. He looks up slowly and turns to Art.
Why don't you check on Claire?
What, did I do something wrong?
No. I'll finish up here. We can do the rest tomorrow. Go. Go and get some rest.
Art removes his gloves and heads toward the doors. Saul looks after him. He removes his apron.
Dad, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Art looks at Saul. His mouth hangs open. Saul stares and smiles.
Don't matter, another time.
Art removes his yarmulke.
Hamish takes good care of me, you know. Try to get along. Oh, and Art, I'm glad you're back.
Me too.
Soft smiles. Art exits. Saul glances at Yazale's body, then walks to the sink. He picks up the knife and studies it. He looks back to the body and then at the knife. He places it on a table and picks up a wallet. Saul opens the wallet. Inside, a black and white photo of a woman. He glances at Yasale, then at the photo. He taps the wallet on his hand.
Yasale, Yasale, what have you been up to?
The amulet rests in dirt in the drain. In a bedroom, a lamp illuminates a small table. Art steps in. An image of Claire sleeping reflects in a mirror. He stands in the doorway with one hand on the doorknob. He looks over his shoulder. He walks down a hallway. He studies old pictures that adorn the walls. He pauses and looks down a dark hallway. In the empty morgue, light shines on a processing form attached to the mortuary cooler unit. In the hallway, Art stares down the entryway. He looks over his shoulder and walks toward the bedroom. He stops by a door and pushes it open. He peers inside. He looks over his shoulder and grimaces. He places his hands on the sides of his head. He straightens up and slowly lowers his hands. He heads into the bedroom. Outside, steam rises from a pile of snow. Inside, light shines through the cracked bedroom door. Inside their bedroom, Claire sleeps with a towel wrapped around her hair. Her eyes open. She stares ahead, then lifts her head and looks at the door. She rolls over. Moonlight shines on her face.
Art. Art.
Art lies facing her. A shadow darkens his face. She yanks the towel from her head and sits up. She runs her hand through her hair. She stands and places her hand on her belly. She holds the towel and walks to the bathroom. She puts her hand on her head. She turns on a light and enters the bathroom. She looks in a mirror. She flips her hair over and forms a ponytail. In the bedroom. Light shines from the bathroom. The bedroom door opens. From the bathroom. She walks toward it and holds her belly. She turns off the light. The bathroom light turns on. Claire looks at double closet doors slightly ajar. Claire stares inside. Yazale jumps from the closet, grabs her belly, and pushes her to the bed. Claire wakes up. Her mouth hangs open. She pulls the towel off her head and sits up. She looks at Art and throws off the blanket. She touches her belly and sits on the edge of the bed. She stands and walks toward the bathroom, revealing white sheets. In the mirror, blood stains the sheets. In a study, Saul sits at a desk with a magnifying glass in one hand and the knife in the other. He uses the magnifying glass to study the knife's handle. It is carved with Hebrew letters. He sets down the magnifying glass and picks up the phone.
After these words, God asks Abraham to sacrifice his beloved son Isaac. But we must ask, is this a God who believes in? A God who plays...
A bearded man wearing a yarmulke writes with a quill. He puts down the quill, removes a loop from his right eye, and stops a cassette player.
Shalom's warehouse.
Hello, Reb Chaim. It's Saul.
Saul?
Yes, I need a favor.
Sure.
I may have found something. It's Ayin Kuf Dalet.
This is on the knife.
Yeah, this is on the knife. Kuf Dalet and Sav.
It's an ancient warding inscription.
What do you know of this?
It's one of God's hidden names written backwards.
For invoking Shadim and for sealing them.
Sealing them?
Yeah, often in a body, but... honestly, Saul, I wouldn't pay it too much attention. It's no bubba meisa.
I mean, in today's world, who has the know-how to seal a demon in a body?
And what if someone did?
All right, look. Was there a pendant?
What?
On the body, was there a...
A pendant, an amulet of some sort, preserving a holy letter.
No, no.
You sure?
Yes, of course. It's just the blade.
So what's the drama? No pendant, no seal. Which means there's no way you picked up a body containing a demon.
But say you did. The worst an entity like this could do is mess with your mind.
It's powerless whilst trapped in a body. But honestly, Saul...
Unless you're in the business of burning bodies, I wouldn't worry about it.
Worst things have happened to the Jews, Saul.
Okay.
Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.
Saul sets down the phone and blinks. Claire enters.
Oh, look who it is.
What are you up to?
Oh, just a little morning read.
Claire nods.
Kevin St. Art.
Woke up early, offered to help.
Really?
I don't know what you've done with him. Who knew? Hungry?
Starving.
Outside, a hand pulls open the back doors of a hearse. Hamish pulls out a casket labeled Sarah Scheindel. He opens it and lifts a sheet, revealing the face of a girl with dark hair.
Gut.
Yamach Shemoy.
Sarah Scheindel.
I hope they find this sick Meshuggah.
He covers the face. In the morgue, a drawer slides out of the mortuary cooler unit. Yazale lies on it covered in a sheet. Saul lowers the sheet and inspects the body. dark vein-like marks stretch from the stab wound. Saul traces them with a gloved finger. He looks at his head and peels his eyes open. He studies them. He approaches a shelf and grabs a book. Yazale's eyes are milky and wide open. Saul approaches and looks at his face, then at the book, then back to his face.
Oh, come on, Saul. You're driving yourself crazy.
He puts down the book and covers Yazale's body. He pushes the drawer back into the cooler unit. He writes on the processing form attached to the cooling unit. He writes, "Barry," in red ink, and walks away. The red letters drip. In the kitchen, Claire takes pictures of food arranged on the table. She crouches down and aims the camera. It focuses beyond the table to a hand peeking out from behind a coat hanging on a rack. It drops back and behind the coat. She jolts up. She stares ahead, then steps forward.
Hello?
She stands in a doorway and peers through her camera. Legs and shoes swing below the coat. She lowers her camera and stares. The legs and shoes are gone. She views a screen on the back of the camera and pushes the record button. She raises the camera and aims it. On the screen, an audio level indicator jumps up and down. The indicator jumps to the red at the top. She stops recording and presses play. She holds the camera to her ear. She drops her camera. It shatters. In a car, Hamish looks toward a coat in the passenger seat. He glances at the side view mirror. Behind the car, Art talks with a man. Hamish reaches for a phone.
Yes.
Art, it's Jake Bennett. How are we holding?
Art's busy right now. Can I take a message? I'm his assistant.
Look, just let him know that we met his terms. The bank was clear. He won't be getting the loan unless we have his father's place as collateral. We need him to sign that contract tonight. Goes away.
I'll be sure to tell him.
He lowers the phone and looks at Art and the man in the mirror. He looks at the coat on the passenger seat and grabs an envelope sticking out from it. Inside a dining room.
Ishaya Sadonai,
Saul stands before a table with two candles and a framed photo of a woman. He holds a Torah. Saul turns.
Claire, look at you.
Claire stands in an entryway.
Every Friday night, the men sing to their wives and tell them that beauty is just a passing breath. But their kindness, their humanity, that is what everyone truly desires. We're a very misunderstood people. It's the burden of investing so much in internal meaning. It's hard for outsiders to see. You know, comforting others didn't really prepare me for my own grief. I should have spoken to Art more, maybe shouted less, I don't know. Sometimes reflection comes too late. Are you all right?
Can I ask you something, Saul?
Yeah, of course. Anything.
Do souls ever call out to you for help?
The dead are just like the living, Claire. They still need love.
What's your son is up to, Saul?
Hamish!
He thinks you're a piece of toast to butter up. Go ahead, tell him. Tell him!
To tell me what?
All this, it's a game, Saul.
He hands Saul the envelope.
It's a game. He's a ganaf.
Wait.
A thief. That is bent on selling this whole place from under you.
What? What you talking?
They didn't come here to reconcile, Saul. They came here to use you.
That is not true, Dad.
He's committed your property to some Goyish landowner.
That is not true.
I'm sorry, but that is outrageous.
That is not the case, okay, Dad?
Yes, it is!
Art steps back. He looks at his father. Then at the paper. Art storms out.
You knew about this?
Claire shakes her head. In their bedroom, Art throws clothes in a suitcase.
What was that?
It doesn't matter.
Can you just talk to me?
Claire, can we do this later?
No, we can't.
Everything's gonna be fine, okay?
Art, I want the truth.
He turns away from her. She watches him. He steadies himself on a dresser. She places her hands on her hips. He turns toward her.
I haven't been able to sell a house in 2 years.
She turns away.
It's okay. I talked to the bank. Refinanced the house.
You refinanced the house? You told me that you had everything under control. I left my job. I didn't have to do that. You told me that everything was okay. And here I am, choosing colors for the baby's room and picking furniture when we're on the verge.
We're not on the verge.
You know, you were lying to me for 2 years. We're supposed to be a family. We're having a baby. What was your plan, Art? Huh? I mean, what were you thinking?
She sits down.
Did you see his face downstairs?
Art closes the door.
Let me tell you about downstairs. Like God and love and holiness. That's a lie. I watched my mother rot in that room, and when I needed him, you know what he told me to do? He told me to go away to synagogue and pray. So I prayed. I prayed and I prayed. God, don't take her. God, have mercy. God, don't hurt her. I cried so much to God, there were no more words left on the page.
Art sits.
You need to go down there and talk to him and make this right. If we leave now, you'll always regret it.
He looks down.
I didn't come here to butter him up, okay? I wasn't going to sell the house from under him. I just needed to find the right moment to ask him face to face. I didn't want to hurt anyone.
He kneels before Claire and touches her belly.
I'm sorry.
He puts his head on her belly.
I'm sorry.
In the freight elevator, Art slides open the gates and exits. He looks through the double doors with glass windows into the morgue. Saul sits at a desk reading and bowing. He lifts the Torah and kisses it. He takes a pill from a bottle and puts it in his mouth. He drinks from a glass. Art steps away, rubbing his forehead. Saul takes the paper from the desk and opens it. He stares down at it. He shakes his head and flips a page. Outside, a streetlight flickers. Inside, in the entryway, in the morgue, light shines on Yazaleh's cooler unit. Saul sits at the desk. He looks up and turns his head toward the double doors.
Arthur?
Lights flicker. He rotates in his chair. A divider curtain moves. Saul stands and walks toward it.
Hello?
He looks through the curtains. The double doors burst open and swing. Lights flicker beyond them in the hallway. A fleshy, gangly, humanoid creature taller than the door appears. Saul squints. It disappears. The doors close. The creature stands in the hall. Lights flicker inside the morgue. The creature appears by the mortuary table. Saul's eyes widen. He turns and runs toward another set of doors. He tugs the handles. Lights flash in the room. Saul stares into the darkness. He turns on a lantern and raises it. The fleshy, horned, humanoid creature leans toward him. It raises its head. With his back against the doors, he looks at the creature's face. Darkness engulfs Saul. On the processing form, the red letters drip and blur. In the bedroom, Art sleeps. He pulls off the cover and sits on the edge of the bed, hunched over. Art walks downstairs. Old pictures hang along the wall. He peers through a door, then turns back to the stairs.
Dad?
He enters the morgue.
What's going on?
Several people stand around Saul's body on the table. Art looks down at him.
Dad?
A hand touches the body.
What happened? What happened?
He's hot. Gave up.
No.
Hamish glares at Art and steps around the table. Art looks down. Hamish shoves a paper to Art's chest.
You broke it.
Hamish glares and walks off. Art holds the paper. His father's signature is on it. The door swings closed. Saul's body lies on the table. Art glances up and down.
Would you all just mind, Just give me a minute.
People exit. Art stays with Saul's body. Art now wears an apron. Saul's shirtless body is covered by a sheet. He reaches for Saul's hand and removes a gold ring. He stares down at the body. He places his hand over his mouth. A tear rolls down his cheek. Art looks down and covers his eyes. Through the drain, a piece of the amulet and a Hebrew letter lie in muck. Upstairs, a woman pulls a white sheet over a mirror. Hands tear Art's shirt. People stand gathered in a dimly lit room. Claire looks at Art across the room. He lifts his head and looks back. She tilts her head. She heads out. Inside the room, people walk around. A man with glasses touches a mezuzah and kisses his fingers. He steps into the room and approaches Hamish.
I'm gonna call Menachem.
Menachem, where you come?
I didn't know he was sick.
So he wasn't a complainer.
No. His heart was ailing him for a while.
Not today, Sam, please.
Sam turns his gaze away from Hamish. Hamish pounds a credenza. Art sits wearing tefillin bands on his left arm. The black bands spiral down to his hand and around his middle finger. He picks up tailor scissors and carves into the wooden arm of the chair. Hamish stalks across the room to Art. Hamish strikes the air in front of himself with his fist. A black vein runs down half of Art's forearm. Hamish rips the left side of his shirt. Art stands, shoves Hamish aside, and runs out of the room, removing his yarmulke. On the arm of the chair is the carved symbol comprised of a circle with lines jutting out. Art enters the bedroom and rips the bands off his arm. He sits on a settee at the foot of the bed and puts his hand to his mouth. He looks up. He walks to the door. He opens it and looks into the hallway. He stares ahead. A mezuzah splits on the doorframe beside him. He snaps his head toward it. His face goes slack. In the dining area and kitchen, children run through the dining area. Several adults eat at tables. Some stand. Claire walks to a fridge and opens it. Claire closes the door, revealing the little girl with dark hair in the blue dress, Sarah. Claire looks over her shoulder. Nobody in the room reacts. Sarah darts to the parlor. Claire looks after her and steps to the parlor. Sarah's shoes and bottom of her dress peek from below a white sheet that hangs over a mirror. Claire approaches, looking around as she walks. The hanging sheet bulges, then goes flat. She looks at the bottom of the sheet. Sarah's shoes are no longer there. She moves to the sheet. Thank you. She pushes it aside and looks in the mirror. People mingle. She looks in the room. Everyone is frozen. Sarah stands by the stairs. Claire looks in the mirror. People mingle. Sarah's not there. Claire looks in the room. Sarah stands in the middle of the frozen people. Claire jumps back. Sarah stares at her.
What do you want?
Sarah stares. The sheet falls over Claire's head. She flails. Sarah stands close. Claire jolts backward. People turn and look at Claire. Sarah is gone. She runs out of the room. Sam watches. In the hallway, she rounds a corner and heads to the bedroom.
Art. Art.
Art stands in the doorway, motionless.
Art, there's something really, really weird happening. Art. Art, are you listening to me? Art, there's something really, really wrong.
She follows him into the bedroom.
Art.
He sits on the bed. Claire holds her belly and looks at him. She kneels before him.
Hey, what's going on?
I need to sleep.
Nighttime. Downstairs. A wall lamp lights the stairs. It flickers out. In the bedroom, Art and Claire sleep. In the morgue. Light shines on Yazale's cooler unit. In the bedroom, Claire sleeps. Art wakes up. Downstairs, in the entryway. Art carves on the wooden floor. From above, Art carves satanic symbols into the floor. Art's eyes fly open. His chest rises and falls. He sits on his knees on a decorative white rug. In the bedroom, Art approaches Claire. She sleeps. Moonlight shines through a window. Claire opens her mouth and sits up.
What's wrong?
He sits beside her.
Hey.
I think I'm going crazy.
He leans into her. She hugs him and rubs his back.
It's okay.
Hands slide Yazale's drawer out. The man approaches and looks at Yazale's body. Art hands him the processing form. The man examines the blurred red word under instructions.
It's a joke? Art, it's not like you're asking us to lug a sofa out of the garage. What is this? Where's Hamish?
But you still got the admissions page. His body was due to ship out 2 days ago.
It's a suicide. We need a police report.
What?
New, where's Hamish?
It doesn't work here anymore.
You still have a telephone?
Let's just say I deleted his number.
Well, look. Unless you can transfer custody to a next of kin, you're gonna have to get police clearance.
A next of kin?
Arthur, I were you. Put your broigas aside. Just call Hamish. Zygazunt.
You too.
The man and two others exit. Art watches them. He hits the door of the cooler unit. He searches through an accordion folder. He removes a bag of keys and squeezes it. On a snowy city street, Art pulls up to an apartment building. He runs toward the building's double doors. People pass by on the sidewalk. Inside, scribbles cover an off-white door. It opens. Art enters Yazale's apartment and looks around.
Hello?
He closes the door. He flips a light switch. Nothing happens. He glances around and walks toward a room. Satanic markings cover the walls and ceiling. Red letters mark a mirror. Do not feed. Light shines through the blinds of tall windows. Art enters another room. The radio sits on the dresser. The lamp and candles sit beside it. Books haphazardly fill shelves. He grabs a book off a desk. He lifts items on the desk and sets them down. A paper sticks out of a typewriter. The words, "Forgive me," are printed in black ink. He looks down and pulls drawers open, then closes them. He looks up and grabs a cassette.
Summoning attempt.
He looks at the label. The words, "summoning attempt," are written on it. He throws it down and presses a button on a cassette player. Books on the floor and reveals satanic symbols like those he carved in the floor of the entryway. Art presses a button on the cassette player. In Saul's study, Claire stands near a desk. She holds papers and sets them in a box. She looks across the desk and grabs a framed photo of a family of three. She looks at it and smiles. Behind her, something moves beneath a white sheet hanging on a mirror. She turns toward it and stares. She sets the photo down. In Yazale's apartment, Art bends down and slides papers away. One sticks up. He takes it. He pries open a floorboard. He looks down at a space through the floor. He reaches in and pulls out a striped cloth, a tallit. At Saul's study, Claire leaves and approaches the white sheet. She turns and looks at the sheet-covered mirror in the parlor. She covers her eyes and turns away. In Yazale's apartment, Art holds the tallit. He removes a VHS from inside it. On the side of the tape in white letters, "The Miracle of Sarah Scheindel." Miracle is crossed out. At Saul's home, Claire opens the front door. An older woman stands near the doorway.
This is the home of Saul, no?
I'm sorry, we're no longer in business.
But you and I, we are still very much in business. In your basement, you have someone very dear to me.
I'm sorry, who are you?
It's a fishbone. And you... you're the one who has my husband.
At Yazale's apartment, Art presses a tape into a VCR.
My name is Yoseli Fishbein, and I have finally found the cure for death. Last night, after months of research by fire and ink, I have finally conjured Mathiel, the archangel of life. Here is the interface between heaven and earth. Today, we bring back my beloved Ida from heaven.
Art watches with his brow tensed. On the screen, Yazale stands with Sarah.
Do you hear that? The archangel wants us to begin. Your prayers can bring back my beloved Ida. Oh, yes, sir.
Yazale gestures toward a circle of candles. Sarah steps inside. Art stares.
It's working.
Sarah floats. Yazale watches her rise.
It trickles.
Something's wrong.
Yazale rips a paper with the Hebrew letter from the wall. He is flung across the room.
No.
The image shakes and turns sideways. Art straightens up on the screen. Sarah flails in the air. Art covers his mouth. Sarah is slammed to the floor. Art closes his eyes and drops his head. On the screen, Yazale crawls.
Sarah!
Art watches with his hand still over his mouth. On the screen, black smoke billows in. The tall, fleshy creature's arm appears. Static fills the screen. Art looks left and right. He looks down and takes out his phone. He stands. He raises it to his ear.
Art, I've been trying to get hold of you. There's someone here.
At Saul's home. Claire looks over her shoulder.
Art? No, she says she's...
The wife of the man downstairs.
Claire.
She looks at her phone and drops her chin. She stares ahead, then turns around. The older woman, Ida, stands in front of her.
Must we wait? My sweet husband. I just take to see his face. Please.
Ida tilts her chin down. Claire rubs her belly and walks past her.
Please.
Elevator doors slide apart. Ida steps through.
Don't worry.
Claire follows. She closes the sliding gates. The freight elevator doors slide closed. In the elevator, Claire and Ida stand side by side. Ida lowers her headscarf. She reaches for Claire's belly and rubs it.
Not a sweet time.
Ida pulls her hand away. The elevator doors slide open. Claire steps forward and opens the sliding gates.
Shouldn't be much longer for you.
What?
The baby shouldn't be much longer. I can tell when this stinks.
They approach the morgue. Lights flicker on.
What's that? How do you know that?
It's written right there on the wall.
Ida paces ahead of Claire.
My hand. Won't you?
Claire looks at her.
Maybe we should wait.
For what? The drawer. Please.
Claire faces Yazale's cooler unit and holds her belly. She reaches for the handle and pulls it open. Yazale's body slides out on the drawer.
You know this man, don't you?
Claire's mouth and eyes widen. She holds her belly and bends over.
My Osir, he should have listened.
What have you done to me?
Not me. Your dream. You've been infected.
She falls to her knees and writhes.
Soon your child will join countless others. The many lost souls calling out for help. Only you can stop this curse.
Ida points. Claire looks at the drain. She crawls and reaches for it. She lifts the grate. The amulet lies inside. She pulls it out.
From this do we suffer. From this will you suffer. Corey, burn it!
Claire walks toward a table and holds the amulet, an Hebrew letter over a lit candle. It catches fire. Yazaleh's body bursts into flames. Claire turns and looks at it. Ida stands behind the flames, smiling. Claire stares as the flames rise. They reflect in a window behind her. The fleshy, horned creature appears beyond the flames. Claire runs toward the double doors and pushes them open. She stumbles into the hallway. She presses a button by the elevator. Hunched over, she rushes in and pushes buttons. Through the open elevator door, she looks down the hallway. The morgue's double doors fly open. She stares. Her face contorts. The doors swing. Lights shut off, one by one. She looks around. The last light turns out. Claire grabs the sliding gates and pulls them shut. She presses herself against the back wall of the elevator. She lifts her hand. It shakes. She reaches toward the elevator buttons. The creature's claw bursts through the sliding gates. Claire backs up and crouches. The elevator doors close. Upstairs, they open. Claire holds a rail and pulls herself up. She pushes the sliding gates open and runs from the elevator. In the entryway, debris covers the floor. More debris falls. Claire stares at the satanic symbol carved into the floor. She walks toward the front doors. She tugs on the doorknobs. She looks over her shoulder. Debris covers the stairs. She turns to the door and tugs again. She smacks the glass windows on it. She reaches in her pocket and pulls out her phone. She calls Art. Her phone flies from her hand and lands in the center of the satanic symbol.
Claire?
Aunt?
Closer.
Aunt?
Closer.
Claire looks ahead. She looks around and then stumbles through the entryway. She walks to the dining area, then crawls under the table. Claire pulls a tablecloth down the side of the table. She crawls forward. She peers out. A woman's legs and shoes step around debris. Claire covers her mouth. The legs and shoes walk away. She backs up and lays on her side. She lifts the tablecloth and looks out. She turns. The legs and shoes are at the end of the table. She crawls backward. Her hand hits broken glass. She looks at the end of the table. No legs. To Claire's right, Ida peers under the tablecloth. Art bursts through the front doors. He looks around. He runs into the parlor.
What are you doing, Arthur?
Art turns to Sarah.
Sarah?
She smiles.
Where's my wife?
Sarah turns toward a daybed. Claire lies on it. He rushes to her.
Claire. Claire, wait. Please. What did you do? What did you do?
Claire jolts up.
Okay.
Something's wrong.
Okay, we're getting out of here.
Sarah watches Art carry Claire through the entryway to the front door. As he passes through the doorway, Claire vanishes, and he finds himself back in the entryway, facing the opposite direction. In the parlor, Claire lays on the daybed.
A life for a life.
Art picks up Claire.
Aunt, something's wrong.
He carries Claire through the entryway to the front door. As he passes through the doorway, Claire vanishes, and he finds himself back in the entryway, facing the opposite direction. He hesitantly walks to the parlor and looks at the empty daybed.
Shall we make a deal?
Sarah gestures toward a window. Art's eyes remain fixed on her as he moves toward the window. He turns and pushes the curtain slightly open. Outside, children play in the snow. A little girl looks at him with her brow tensed. She squints.
No more pain. No more fear.
You want me to get you a child? No.
Sarah stares at him. He covers his ears. He stumbles to his knees. His hands drop, and he looks around the room. The parlor is empty. Art pulls out his phone.
Please don't hang up.
Nighttime. Art sits on the floor in the doorway between the entryway and the vestibule. He pushes himself up and opens the front door. Hamish walks in and scans the debris. He looks at Art.
Somewhere at the table.
In Saul's study.
Get off!
Hamish removes a toothpick from his mouth.
This thing. It's in the house.
I think so. It has my wife.
Hamish grabs Saul's Torah and kisses it.
What do I do?
I know accomplished.
They exit the study. A man enters. The man, Haim, drops to his knees before the satanic symbol carved into the floor.
What is that thing?
A sigil. An altar, a sacrificial altar to those who enter it. Did you feed it?
What?
Did your wife go in this sigil?
I don't know.
Where's Yasla's body?
In the morgue, lights flicker on.
It's been freed. Its vest has been shattered.
What is this thing?
Haim approaches Yasla's charred remains.
Bringer of miscarriages. Taker of children.
Art walks in. A light bulb bursts. Haim and Hamish look at Art. Haim looks at the piece of the amulet on the floor. He grabs it.
You must finish what Yasla started. Where's the rest of it? Where's the rest of it?
Since before the era of concealment, Beza has been inflicting misery and miscarriage, forcing the bereaved and the desperate to feed it until God intervened and called upon Abraham to sacrifice his son, forever binding Abizu, until Yasla brought it back.
Art and Hamish grab Yasla's ashes.
It'll make you see things, feel things that aren't real. Whatever it takes to get what it wants. A child inside that sigil.
They sprinkle the ash.
But with this pendant, we can bind it. And our prayers will force it inside.
He ties the amulet with a paper inside it.
Only we determine how much good and evil enter our realm.
So how do I kill it?
There is no kill.
Chaim turns to Art and stands.
You trap it.
How?
Chaim looks toward Yazaleh's knife. Art glances at it. Then at Hamish.
A Yazaleh.
Art looks down. He picks up the knife with the blade facing his stomach. Hamish stares at him. Art stares down. Chaim watches, then looks away.
And this will save my wife? And my baby?
Art looks at Hamish. Hamish nods. Art's eyes fill. On a table, Chaim scoops Yazaleh's ashes into a beaker. He walks to the others.
We have no time.
Chaim, there must be something else we can do. There must be another way.
There's no other way. You must complete the entirety of the binding ritual. Once I finish the protection circle, do not stop.
The double doors fly open. The glass windows in them shatter.
Stay in the circle.
Chaim's neck snaps sideways. He falls. The creature appears, then vanishes into black smoke. A light bursts overhead. More lights burst. Art and Hamish run. Hamish runs back and grabs the beaker of ashes. In the parlor, he rolls up a carpet. Art sprinkles the ashes in a circle around himself.
Do it quickly.
I'm going as fast as I can.
We don't know what they're thinking.
Art stops pouring and looks up. Hamish is gone.
Hamish.
He looks around.
Why don't you hear me?
Saul stands facing a fireplace.
God, please.
Dad?
Arthur. How did you do what it wants to do? I was a fool. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Save your wife.
Hamish turns Art around.
What are you doing?
Hey, Arthur. Arthur, I saw my father.
No. Whatever you saw, that wasn't your father. This.
Hamish holds Saul's Torah before him.
Hold. This was your father. Okay.
Art nods. Hamish pulls the amulet out. He places it around Art's neck.
Finish the circle and stay in it.
Art bends down and continues pouring ash. Hamish grabs a poker from the fireplace. Art looks behind Hamish. The creature crawls across the wall. It leaps off the wall and turns into black smoke that slams Hamish against a wall. He falls.
Hamish!
Art grabs Hamish's hand. He is ripped across the floor and slammed into a mirror. He is dragged into Saul's study.
Hamish!
Art turns slowly to a dark corner. He looks down at the Torah in his hands and opens it.
Elohei Yitzchok, Shemaini Nefshi, Al Tishkochoch, Ha'ivri, Ha'bisi.
Art looks around.
Eina Ha'segula Ha'movis, Eina Alohai Shikri, Eina...
Art! In the entryway, Claire walks hunched over, holding her belly.
Claire.
The parlor doors slam. Art raises the knife and points it at the doors. He steps out of the circle. He covers his ears. Art drops his hands. He opens the doors. A book flies across the floor and then sticks above a doorway. Claire is suspended in front of a high window.
Claire! Help her! Art!
Art jumps and latches onto the top of the doorframe, then climbs objects toward Claire. She is slammed against the window and it shatters. Art looks at the Torah. The words begin to smear down the page. He closes the book and looks at Claire.
Please help me.
He closes his eyes and steps forward. Art's mouth widens. He turns around. Claire watches him. He jolts up. Black smoke enters through his mouth. His eyes turn black. Art twitches and contorts his body. He looks at the knife and drops to his hands. Claire shakes her head. He crawls forward and clutches the knife. He aims it toward his chest. Black veins spread from his wrist. The knife flies from his hand. He falls and crawls toward it. Papers fly around him. Lies still. Claire looks down at him. Wind blows her hair. Papers blow by Art. He lifts his head. Hamish leans against the study doorway, holding the knife.
Hamish.
Claire watches them. Hamish stumbles to his knees in front of Art. Art rides backwards. Hamish forces the knife into Art's hands. He holds Art's hands. Into Art's chest. He falls back. Hamish stares at him. Art lies with the knife in his chest. Blood stains his shirt. Claire stares down at him.
You should have stayed in the circle.
Hamish looks toward the circle. Art twists his head around to look. The amulet lies outside the circle. Art slowly looks back at Hamish. He puts a toothpick in his mouth and stands. He walks away. Art raises his head, and through the legs of Hamish, sees the corpse of Hamish lying on the floor with a toothpick in its left eye. Claire's phone lies at the center of the sigil carved into the floor beside Art's body. Daytime. Under the dining table. Claire wakes up and looks around. She holds her belly. She slowly lifts the tablecloth and looks out from under it. Claire comes out and looks back and forth. She places her hand on a chair and stands. She holds her belly and steps to the kitchen. The house appears clean, organized, and free of debris. She looks at the front door.
Art!
Claire.
They meet in the entryway.
Thank God, are you okay?
Yeah, are you okay?
Yeah.
Is the baby okay?
Yeah.
Good.
His expression goes flat. He touches her belly. She looks down. She stands in the center of the sigil. She steps back.
Claire?
The creature opens its mouth and lunges. Cut to black. Audio description written by Amber Boggs, Rick Boggs, Sarah Cushing, Jack Patterson, Kyle Snyder. Narrated by Nicole Cyril. Described by Audio Eyes. Credits appear. Directed by Oliver Park. Written by Hank Hoffman. Story by Hank Hoffman and Jonathan Younger. Produced by Jonathan Younger, PGA. Jeffrey Greenstein, Hank Hoffman. Produced by Les Weldon, Yarov Lerner, Sam Schultz. Executive producers, Avi Lerner, Trevor Short, Boaz Davidson, Tanner Mobley. Co-executive producer, Victor Hadida. Edited by Michael J. Duthie, Simon Pierce. Director of Photography, Lorenzo Senator, ASC, AIC. Production Designer, Philip Murphy. Costume Designer, Anna Jelanova. Music by Christopher Young. Music Supervisor, Ryan Svensson. Casting by Dan Hubbard, CSA. The Offering. Nick Blood, Emily Wiseman, Paul Kay, and Alan Cordiner. Daniel Ben-Zeno, Sophia Weldon, Anton Trendafilov, Belazar Benev, Meglena Karlumbova, Jonathan Younger, Jody Jacobs. A film by Oliver Park. Decal presents a Millennium Media production. Credit scroll. Cast: Arthur, Nick Blood, Claire, Emily Wiseman, Hamish, Paul Kay, Saul, Alan Cordiner, Chaim, Daniel Ben-Zeno, Sarah Scheindel, Sophia Weldon, Yozele, Anton Trendafilov, Ida, Meglena Karlumbova, Levi Siegelman, Jonathan Younger, Moisha, Belazar Benev, Chana, Jody Jacobs, Shmuel, Yonko Dimitrov, Workers, Nathan Cooper, Stefan Ivanov, Girl in Window, Joanna Kresteva, Abizo, Boyana Nev, Rabbi, Veselin Mazekliev, Sound by Chris Kazavant, Ryan Nowak, Gord Hillier, Sound Mixer, Emil Evtimov, Boom Operator, Peter Kadiski, Music Editor, Richard Armstrong, Sound by Sound Compound, Supervising Sound Editor, Chris Casavant, Sound Designer, Ryan Nowak, Dialogue Supervisor, Re-Recording Mixer, Gord Hillier, Millennium Media, New Boyana, Worldwide FX, B2Y Productions, MPA, Copyright 2022, Abizo Productions, Inc., All Rights Reserved.